Are you not even recording this?
I'm recording. We started.
Where are you recording?
Into this. That's the recorder.
Oh. Hi, Steve.
Let's do this.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
It's Matt Kimball and Steve McDowell, Data Centric Podcast.
Hey, Steve.
We're live at, well, we're not live.
We're not live anymore.
We're at Dell Technology World. I'm pulling up my notes. We had a good day.
It was a great day.
You want to do a quick recap, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Let's do a quick recap. 10 minutes or less.
10 minutes or less.
Yep.
All right. See, the problem is I put all my notes in the Apple Notes app, and then they put so many things preloaded onto the thing that I bury them all in folders.
See, and you talk about how wonderful Apple is and the Apple ecosystem and how easy it is to use.
It is because I took the notes on my laptop, and they show up on my phone.
But you can't find them on your phone.
I can say, hey, Siri, open notes.
Why didn't you just do that?
Because I just remembered I could do that right now.
So, Steve, what did you think about first day of Dell Tech World?
So there weren't a lot of product announcements. Day one is never about product announcements, right? It's about setting kind of the stage for the theme. So what themes did we hear today?
What did we hear today? Cloud, cloud, cloud.
Cloud, cloud, cloud. VMware, VMware.
VMware. Yep.
One provider for all solutions.
Yep. Make the world a better place.
That was on their corporate strategy slide. They said, our mission is to create technologies that drive human progress.
Yeah.
While returning value to our shareholders, I think was implied. But it's an honorable goal.
So here's what's interesting about that, though, because in the analyst summit or the analyst briefing before this morning before the keynote, mm-hmm. they actually dedicated an entire session to that exactly, making the world a better place, kind of raising up people. And it's you would expect a bunch of tech analysts go into a conference and sit down and start getting briefed by the CEO and others, CFO and others at the company, that it would be about strategy, you know, all about strategy and technology strategy. And it was about strategy, but it had nothing to do with technology. It was purely about people. I thought that was pretty incredible.
I think you're right. And also, analysts are on a little different track from most of the attendees at these conferences. And we're in a room, and the leadership teams come and talk to us kind of sequentially. And one of the first sessions this morning was all about diversity at
yep.
Dell and diversity in the workplace. It had nothing to do with their technology. And in fact, except for the keynote and some of the Q&A, they didn't talk about technology today.
Yeah.
They talked a lot about IT trends, world's moving to multi-cloud. And the announcements we saw today, I think, really embrace that fact.
Well, and I thought it was also interesting that the term time to value was repeated over and over again by mm-hmm. Michael Dell, by Jeff Clark, by Mr. Gelsinger, Pat Gelsinger, by everybody. It was time to value, time to value, time to value. We're going to say everything three times on this podcast.
Well, and the other thing, are you done with that?
Well, just that I found interesting about that too, what you're saying about technology is they really kind of pivoted to talking about the business, how they're enabling business and enabling progress, and not about the technology itself. It was more about the business outcomes.
Right. And when they did talk about technology, is more where they're embracing some IT trends that could be disruptive to traditional Dell EMC.
Yeah.
And I thought this was very telling. Pat Gelsinger runs largely the hardware business at Dell, to simplify it, servers and storage. Pat Gelsinger runs...
Jeff Clark does.
I'm sorry, Jeff Clark. Pat Gelsinger runs VMware.
Yep.
Right? And I don't think we saw them today where they weren't standing side by side talking about integrated solutions.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, just hit the microphone.
Especially, you're right, and especially on stage at the keynote. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, Michael Dell took about... I guess a half an hour, 20 minutes, half an hour, and talked about kind of, enabling human progress, right?
Right.
But then he quickly handed it off to those two gents, and they kind of drove the rest of the...
Where they talked about VMware as the basis for everyone's multi-cloud solution, not just Dell technology. And to that, one of the big announcements today was Microsoft Azure is embracing VMware as part of an Azure offering.
How freaked out were you when you saw Satya Nadella and Pat Gelsinger on stage together?
About as freaked out as I was the first time I saw, Microsoft embracing Linux
yeah.
and releasing, V VS Code for non-Windows platforms.
People were skating in hell. I mean, it was crazy.
It was crazy. But you know what? I respect it, and they're following the trends of the industry, much like Dell EMC. You know, historically, they're a hardware company.
Yeah.
And Michael Dell said today that, you know, I forget the number he threw out, but an extremely large percentage of Dell is software engineers.
Yep.
And the world's changing, right? It's about a software-defined data center. And, you know, for Microsoft to embrace kind of traditional competitors is going to be good for them because they are the software-defined guys. And they are fighting hard against the whole Linux open-source ecosystem.
I think it was pretty – this is something you'd only see under Satya, right? I mean,
right.
You didn't see it under Steve Ballmer, obviously. Uh-uh. But you wouldn't even have seen this under Bill Gates.
No,
this is
it was a different time under Gates. Ballmer, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He was transitional. But, yeah, they get it now.
I think it's – you're right. I think it's bold, it's brave, but it's the smart thing to do,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah. I think, you know, watch Microsoft, especially as we move into this cloud world, because they're doing things with Azure that, you know, I think Amazon is even starting to copy with Outpost and Google with Anthos.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked about this before, right, the fight for who lives in the data center. But to that, you know, everybody now has capacity on demand. Dell stepped up and said they have data center as a service. I don't know if they talked about a branded product.
No.
But it's a packaging of Dell EMC hardware with VX Rail, I think, platform for cloud.
There's that, and then there is the Cloud Foundation on mm-hmm. Dell hardware as well. There are two separate offerings. Going to that, kind of transitioning into the whole software-defined data center, what I saw today from them was, you know, they showed on the it was in the keynote. They showed the single pane of glass for management and the ability to truly single click spinning up a new data center. And it's kind of what you and I have talked about on podcasts. You and I have written about many times. It's the beginning of the autonomous data center starting to.
It comes
to realization.
It is. And VMware has now been in the data center for over a decade, 15 years almost.
Yep.
And everybody is comfortable with vSphere.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So when you look at who's the leader in software defined and even kind of bridging over to HCI, it's no surprise that it's VMware.
No.
So during the Q&A in the analyst session, Michael Dell was asked about HCI and about Nutanix, and he said, "We've already won."
Yes.
I think he might have overstated that a little bit. I think these guys need to be careful because as Nutanix moves away from their hardware business, everybody's beginning to embrace them.
Yes.
And I think the challenge for VMware in the new environment is to stay relevant to Dell's competitors.
Yes.
And you know, I think moving forward, the tighter that Dell and VMware become, right? And VMware is owned 80% by Dell Technologies. They're not an outright subsidiary. The more scared... Maybe scared is not the right word. Can you trust them if I'm HPE or Lenovo?
Right. And you know, I mean, it's been said multiple times, publicly and not publicly, mm-hmm. that, you know, Dell EMC, Dell Technologies, and VMware are going to demonstrate into the market their better together story.
They're better together. And Jeff Clark said today when he asked us about this, or maybe it was Michael Dell, he said, make no mistake, we're always going to lead with our own IP.
That was Clark,
And
yeah.
if somebody wants to buy Nutanix, we'll give them that. We'll help them with their choice, but that's not who we're leading with. And, you know, I'm singling out Nutanix and HCI, but I think if you look across their partner ecosystem, anywhere that touches storage software and storage servers and the software that kind of ties those together, it's going to be true.
You're right, and it'll be fun to watch this play out because, I mean, as you know, and we talked about it on our last podcast, mm-hmm. you know, HPE and Nutanix signed this agreement, and it has to do with cloud, GreenLake, and it also has to do with HCI.
Yep.
Lenovo has a Nutanix partnership, and it's pretty tight.
Sure.
You know, you have to think, to what you just said, that these competitors are going, wait a minute, Dell VMware, you know, that's a
Right. And Nutanix is doing everything they can to be non-threatening to that world. And for HPE to step up in the last couple of weeks and embrace them as they did, that had to be a hard pill for the SimpliVity guys to swallow. But that's what the market's asking for.
It's what the market's asking for, and it might be what's best for them long term.
Right. At the end of the day, you're accountable to your customers and your shareholders.
Yep.
And you got to be careful about the, you know, being religious about the technology. So
and you know, and you talk about VMware being trusted in the data center. I have to – I believe that when you look at the rate of adoption of Nutanix and how fast they've grown and how large they've grown in such a short period of time, there is a certain level of confidence that the market has in them as well, right?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
So, yeah.
All right. Other takeaways? I'm going to tell you, I was amazed by two things today. Number one, you know you're getting old. We walked down into the lobby of the convention center, and they have thumping disco music at 8 in the morning.
Yes.
And all I could think was I was going to yell at my daughter to turn down the stereo.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm ready for that. And the others, there's 15,000 people here. That was an actual number.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, partners and customers.
Yep.
The town I live in has 5,000 people in it, so.
15,000.
15,000. And where we felt it was walking into the keynote.
Yes.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, massive humanity. What I took, my big takeaway, it goes back to what you said earlier, it was the lack of focus on the technology. And it was the focus on business and humanity, if you will, right?
Yeah, and I think that's day one. Well, you know, we've been pre-briefed on some of the announcements. I'm expecting some announcements this week in the usual places. I don't know if we're expecting a lot of server announcements because I think everybody did their server announcements when Intel released the Cascade Lake a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, there's nothing new there.
Yeah, so I would expect some incremental stuff in storage and HCI and got some cloud stuff today.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see tomorrow's announcements.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else you got? You want any parties?
No. This is the other sign you're getting old, right? You walk into a party and you start looking at your clock or you start looking at your watch to figure out how long you have to stay there before you can leave.
So Nutanix having a party tomorrow night. And the B-52s are coming.
B-52s. Wednesday night.
Is it Wednesday night?
Yeah. Yes.
And then they got the Silky Dragons or somebody coming for the
Silky
big...
Dragons. The Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons.
Yes. So who would you go see?
So last year I went, I don't remember who threw the party. I think it was Pure Storage or Nutanix.
Nutanix had one last year,
and
too.
And it was the Roots. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
The B-52s, you know, I remember them from the MTV days, but that was, you know.
But here's what's interesting, right? It's generational. So us older folks, we don't even know who the heck Imagine Dragons are, right?
Right. Well, we're analysts, and by definition, we're beyond relevance. So I think if you look at the audience, though, you know, the guys that are attending the workshops and the sessions, these are IT practitioners who are getting their hands dirty, and that's a young man's game.
I guess so. I still have no desire to go.
Or hear thumping disco music. I remember last year, instead of the thumping music in the morning, they had a guy playing the wine glasses.
And yes, remember that? Nice and relaxing. Yeah, and yeah, I know. Yeah. Here is my other takeaway. The breakfast was not good this morning.
Well, you're on a carb-free diet, and every single thing there had carbs.
Well, you avoided carbs this morning, too, largely.
I'm trying to be good. Yeah. You talk to my wife.
So that was my other takeaway. I was a little bit – lunch was good, but the breakfast wasn't as good.
Yeah. Coffee was all right.
Coffee was okay. I wish they had more of it.
All right. And then the other anecdote from the day is it rained in Vegas.
Yes. Yep.
And you and I sat under the only leak in the roof in the whole convention center.
The whole hotel. Yes.
Water started dripping on my keyboards.
I'm telling you, man, signs of the apocalypse.
Yeah. HP embraces Nutanix. Microsoft embraces VMware.
How crazy is that?
That's crazy.
Think about what you just said, man. I know. It's going to be fun to watch.
All right.
All right. So what are we going to talk about tomorrow, you think?
Tomorrow we got a bunch of product announcements. So we'll talk about that. And we can talk about how much we're anticipating the B-52s. And,
yeah.
Maybe somebody is listening right now and they'll fix breakfast tomorrow and we'll have some eggs and bacon.
Maybe, huh?
Yeah. So
today, the hotel
today was
listening.
The Michael Dell keynote. I don't know if it's tomorrow or Wednesday. We got Will.i.am coming.
Yeah.
Last year it was Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. And we also had, who was the other guy? The guy from Westworld or whatever it was?
Oh, Jeffrey.
I don't even know his name. I follow him on Twitter now.
All right. So we're going to sign off now. So we'll do another recap tomorrow.
And we'll have a critique of the food as well.
Critique of the food.
Yes. We'll give him the full menu.
Sounds cool. I want you to know, Matt, I don't usually invite strange men up to my room.
I know.
My wife doesn't like it.